Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, this morning is all about looking closely at what the Fed is going to say later today.
It's all about the FOMC tonight, and we are watching very closely for any signals that might come. No rate changes expected, but we could hear some talk about tapering. And of course, it's worth noting that a lot has changed since the last meeting. You've got the jobs market tightening, inflation picking up. So the big question is it enough to move the needle on the timeline for interest rate hikes? Now, let's get a bigger picture from Mitul Kotecha. He is the Chief Emerging Market Asia and Europe Strategist at TD Securities. Morning, Mitul. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, great to have you on, Mitul. So let's get help first to set a context on how much has changed since the last meeting in terms of the economic backdrop. Let's start with inflation. You've got the latest consumer numbers for inflation in May at a 13-year high. Walk us through what have been the indicators for inflation pointing to and whether you think it's transitory.
Well, that's right. As you said, inflation has been pushing higher, and a lot of that has been through base effects, transitory inputs such as obviously used car prices and other input costs that have been largely likely to dissipate in the months ahead. So the Fed is unlikely to be too concerned about this. Nonetheless, we do see the Fed raise its inflation forecast slightly higher for 2022 and 23 because of the fact that inflation has already pushed higher and will likely be higher than they previously thought.
Yeah, it's interesting to see this against the backdrop of how commodity prices are going up and even shipping costs. That seems to be seeing a few disruptions in China and elsewhere. So that could be a factor to digest as well. And Mitul, turning our attention to the jobs market in the US, that seems to be tightening. Is that good enough for the Fed yet?
Well, I think, as you say, it's tightening. I mean, payrolls have been now down around 9.8 million from their pre-COVID level. And if anything, there's around 7.6 million, though, still to go to get to where we were previously. So I think there's still, you know, progress has been made since the December meeting. But it's unlikely that the Fed will see this as sufficient enough for them to suddenly start being too hawkish or change their stance significantly. I mean, if anything, we're looking for the Fed to be less dovish at this meeting. And, you know, we may even see the median dot plot pushed higher into 2023. You only need two Fed FOMC officials to do that. Does that mean they're going to change substantially? Unlikely that we're going to see anything significant here. But again, markets are going to be looking at any clues towards the timing of tapering.
Yeah, talking about tapering and the dot plot, that of course is how the US central bank uses as a signal for its outlook for the path of interest rates. So looking at the dot plot and what you're expecting when the FOMC does release its statement, how much talk of tapering do you expect, and what does this mean for the timeline for rate hikes? Are we looking at 2023, late 2023 right now?
Well, I think that's fair. What we're expecting from the Fed is them to shift to perhaps a discussion about more progress-dependent tapering rather than a timescale on tapering. So they may replace the word sometime with something that puts more emphasis on the data, and arguably that would make comments more consistent with this decision to adopt an outcome-based rather than calendar-based forward guidance. So if anything, we're still looking for the Fed to announce no tapering until March 2022, with any rate hikes unlikely to take place till at least 1 year after that. But there is some expectation in the market that you could see a tapering announcement later this year.
Okay, so could see some movements in terms of expectations. Rajan Mutul Kotecha, he is the Chief Emerging Market Asia and Europe Strategist for TD Securities. Now, Mitul, walk us through the potential scenarios that could play out. So if we do get talk about tapering, what is this going to do for the US dollar? What are the markets pricing in right now?
Well, I think the dollar has obviously been under some degree of pressure in recent weeks. We've seen a little bit of stability more recently. And what's interesting is that although we've had a pullback in U.S. Treasury yields, the yields have been dropping, the dollar has managed to stabilize. I mean, that's encouraging. The market's already short the US dollars. And we think if there is a less dovish message from the Fed tonight, it would imply a little bit more support for the dollar as well in the near term. I'm not talking about a big bounce, but at least a little bit more stability for the dollar from these sort of levels. And I think we'd see that against G10 and Asian currencies.
Yeah, talking about Asian currencies, if we do get stability and support for the US dollar, what does this mean for Asian currencies, especially in the emerging markets?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen some pretty decent gains in Asian currencies, but there is more resilience or resistance, sorry, to such gains. And obviously, China has been a key focal point here with the PBOC starting to be a little bit more resistant to currency gains there. I think that, taken together with a bit more stable to firmer dollar, we'll see some Asian currencies on the back foot. And that would include currencies such as the Sing dollar, which we think is around 1% above the midpoint of the Sing Nia band. So it does look like it's a little bit rich at current levels. So I think a number of Asian currencies may see a little bit of a weaker trajectory.
All right, some potential implications for Asian currencies following the FOMC meeting. We've been chatting with Mito Kotishar. He's the Chief Emerging Market Asia and Europe Strategist for TD Securities. Mito, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.